good evening. In the news tonight, New York Democratic Assemblyman Vito Lopez will resign from the Assembly. The U.S. Department of Interior is opening up public land for fracking for gas. Environmentalists are outraged. And this weekend is Dance Parade New York, when the streets of New York become festooned with sequins, feathers, and spandex. With these and other stories, I'm Rebecca Miles in New York, and this is the news for Friday, May 17th, 2013. WBAI will be doing a live broadcast from Tompkins Square Park at 4 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th, when they cover Dance Parade New York. That's when 10,000 dancers from the five boroughs will sashay down the streets of New York to celebrate dance in all its many styles, in sequins, spandex, feathers, and this year accompanied by a dancing horse. Earlier this week, they held a press conference at City Hall.
My name is Greg Miller. I'm representing Dance Parade. I'm the executive director of Dance Parade, and this is our seventh year bringing thousands of dancers to the streets of Broadway. And a lot of people ask, how did it start? Well, it started actually as a reaction to the New York City cabaret laws, and a judge in the state Supreme Court appellate division actually said that dance is not considered expressive. So we gathered together 70 styles of dance, and thousands of dancers came down Broadway. And today, we're an art services organization. We provide a lot of services to dancers. We expose them to broader audiences. And we have an education program in which dance teachers can go to schools, teach dance, and the kids join them in the parade.
Okay, I just want to say that Peruvians are very happy to be part of the New York Dance Parade. For the first time, we are introduced marinera from Peru, which is the national dance from Peru. We have people coming from New Jersey, Connecticut, Virginia, D.C., Maryland. Even we have a national champion here, Rodrigo. He came from Italy. So we have a special choreography for next Saturday. Our national champion, Milagros Lopez Loli from Maryland, create a special choreography for the event. So we are very happy that finally New York is going to learn about the national dance from Peru, the marinera. All for New York. All for you. Thank you.
Joanna and Nadine,
yes,
from the Pink Tutu Ballet.
Hi there.
Come on down.
So Mary Silverstein, our artistic director, unfortunately is not here today, but we represent the company. What she does, she breaks the boundaries of ballet by pairing very classical choreography, ballet choreography, with avant-garde 20th and 20th century music. So you take Stravinsky score, composition, with Giselle, something very classical, and it's old handicap, able, and that's what we want to do. We want to share. We're looking forward to that. Thank you.
We'll see you at the dance parade.
When?
Woo! May 18th.
What is it?
Dance parade.
When is it?
May 18th.
Saturday, May 18th. Thank you.
That was people talking about Dance Parade New York. For more information, check out the website danceparade.org. And that's our newscast for Friday, May 17th, 2013. We're still broadcasting from home-built locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Staten Island. The news was produced in New York with Reggie Johnson, Linda Perry, Andrea Sears, and Jose Santiago. I'm Rebecca Miles for the WBAI Evening News in New York.